equitable and sustainable future, and listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Sunshine, highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. It is 77 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. It's 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay with us. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. Quite a bit. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, though, an update of news headlines. We will be remembering John Amos, the star of classic television programs, including Good Times and Roots, a featured player on The West Wing. He died at the age of 84 earlier this year. Eric Deggans takes a look back at what he accomplished. We'll also visit some voters in Wisconsin as they discuss the issues that keep them up at night, so to speak. And we will learn more about the strangers from all over the nation who are just sort of showing up to help with the recovery effort in East Tennessee after the flooding from Tropical Storm Helene. All of that coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listing area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 50s tomorrow. Sunshine, warmer, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Cooler on Friday with highs in the upper 70s, bouncing into the lower 90s on Saturday for a high. So a mixed bag of weather coming our way. It's 3:20.
Support for...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
25 years after writing his famous book, The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell says he's changed.
I'm not as sunny and full of possibility as I was back then.
So he re-examined his book about social epidemics and rewrote it more darkly. An idea re-examined on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition with Steve Inskeep, Bay Martinez, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Coming up next, we have news headlines, then plenty more All Things Considered. Tonight, clear skies with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
Our news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Task Force 1, the Swift Water Search and Rescue Team that deployed to Florida on September 24th, is now headed up to North Carolina to assist with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene there. KCTV reports that the Kansas team will conduct searches and rescues in flooded areas, provide basic medical care, and carry people and pets to dry land. Kansas Task Force 1 is made up of personnel from the Office of the State Fire Marshal, Derby Fire Department, Junction City Fire Department, Manhattan Fire Department, Neosho Memorial Regional Medical Center, the Olathe Fire Department, Sedgwick County Fire District 1, and the Wichita Fire Department. Thousands of postal workers in cities across the region and throughout the country rallied yesterday to plead for better staffing and enhanced training for new hires. Members of the American Postal Workers Union Local 67 in Kansas City held a rally to raise awareness about short staffing within the agency. They say mismanagement has led to a staffing shortage in the Kansas City area. In Wichita, postal union members also held a rally. KWCH reports that workers say they're worried that proposed changes made by the Postal Service could lead to the state's only mail processing facility being moved out of state. They believe the USPS is planning to move Kansas mail processing services from Wichita to Kansas City, Missouri. The Postal Service has recently taken a number of steps to get back in better financial standing. It hopes to save as much as $3 billion annually. Part of that effort would put more emphasis on regional hubs for mail processing. Some Kansas school districts are consolidating schools to deal with declining enrollment. A new report says they should consider student test scores along with enrollment numbers when deciding which buildings to close. Michael Petrilli is president of the Fordham Institute, which issued the report. He says moving kids from low to higher performing schools could boost their achievement and, what's more, save money.
It's painful. Nobody wants their school to close. But the worst thing you can do is to close a school and then have kids end up in a school that's even lower performing than the one you closed.
Among high-poverty Kansas schools identified as needing improvement, six have lost more than 20% of their students since the pandemic. One of those schools, Clark Elementary in Wichita, was shuttered earlier this year as part of district-wide closures. Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Still clear tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows in the upper 50s. This is KPR and it's 3:35.
On a Wednesday. It's all...
Monsters rule at KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go.
We are all under suspicion of murder.
What imbecile thought that of?
Friday night at Liberty Hall, we've got a terrific double feature from 1932, Dr. X, plus Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday. Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies that are not in Lawrence, scattered all around the state. Kansas Public Radio, proud to serve this entire region. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Voices of Women, performing Florence Price's Symphony No. 1 in E minor, Saturday, October 5th at Plymouth Congregational Church. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, election officials in flooded out parts of North Carolina are now fielding questions from displaced residents who aren't sure exactly how they are supposed to be able to vote.
I have requested an absentee ballot, but my mailbox went down the river.
The issue is significant because the vote tally in North Carolina could decide the presidency. We'll tell you more coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges. News coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered from NPRNews.org.
And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
The rhetoric may be ramping up, but NPR News is focused on the facts as Election Day nears. Stay with us to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, your local NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In just about 60 seconds, we'll get you a fresh update of national and international headlines. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Israel.
And NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Coming up on KPR, we have news headlines in about 12 minutes. Then, Israel's air defenses are some of the best in the world, but even they had their limits against a massive strike by Iran. Jeff Brumfield will explain what exactly happened. Actor Terry Crews answers a wild card question. We continue that series with Rachel Martin. And we will take a look inside the Austin housing market, housing affordability, and how best to spur new construction have become election issues. And Austin has seen a historic building boom that has actually lowered rents. Why did it work there? Will it work elsewhere? We will ask those questions and hopefully get some answers coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Join us this weekend for a brand new contemporary music series showcasing the best new and notable music from all 105 counties in Kansas. 105 Live this week has an in-studio session with the Lawrence band Likes. Plus, we will preview an upcoming show at the Bottleneck by Kansas City's Hembree. Nick Carswell is your host. It's 105 Live, Saturday at 5 p.m. on KPR One.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
25 years after writing his famous book, The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell says he's changed.
I'm not as sunny and full of possibility as I was back then.
So he re-examined his book about social epidemics and rewrote it, more darkly. An idea re-examined tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. It's 84 degrees in Manhattan. It is 81 degrees in Abilene. It's 4:30.
Stocks finish modestly higher on Wall Street. Tech stocks help lift the market. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State prosecutors have filed the first criminal case since Attorney General Kris Kobach pushed for new laws targeting organized retail theft. The Kansas Attorney General's office announced last week that 30-year-old Demetrius Lamont Odom of Decatur, Georgia, has been charged in Lyon County District Court with 4 felony counts of identity theft and several other charges in connection to alleged retail crimes targeting Kansas liquor stores. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the charges come after lawmakers in 2023 made Kansas the first state in the nation to expand the Attorney General's authority to prosecute crimes, including retail theft. Organized retail crime has been a major issue recently in recent years. Some Kansas school districts are consolidating schools to deal with declining enrollment. A new report says they should consider student test scores along with enrollment numbers when deciding which buildings to close. Michael Petrilli is president of the Fordham Institute, which issued the report. He says moving kids from low to higher performing schools could boost their achievement and save money.
It's painful. Nobody wants their school to close. But the worst thing you can do is to close a school and then have kids end up in a school that's even lower performing than the one you closed.
Among high-poverty Kansas schools identified as needing improvement, 6 have lost more than 20% of their students since the pandemic. One of those schools, Clark Elementary in Wichita, was shuttered earlier this year as part of district-wide closures. An uncommon algae bloom, dangerous to fish, appeared in a Kansas lake for the first time this year. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, or KDHE, typically finds blue-green algae in lakes across the state. The blooms, often caused by fertilizer runoff, can be toxic to humans and animals. But this spring, the department found golden algae in a city park lake in Hutchinson. Golden algae is less harmful to humans, but it can cause mass fish kills. Here's Tom Stiles, the director of the Bureau of Water at KDHE.
We just hope it's fairly contained just to this lake and hasn't spread to some of the other southern lakes in the state.
Stiles says golden algae is uncommon in Kansas. It's typically more suited to warmer states such as Texas and southern Oklahoma. Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly clear in the evening. Tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s. Highs in the upper 70s for Friday, but quite a bit warmer on Saturday with a high reaching the lower 90s.
All things considered from NPR News.
Original and noteworthy music from all 105 counties of Kansas. And our live studio session comes from Lawrence Band Likes.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm AJ. We are Likes.
Check out our live set on 105 Live on Kansas Public Radio.
This Saturday at 5 p.m.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will have news headlines for you in about another 12 minutes. Coming up in the next half hour, Israel's ambassador to the UN says Israel will respond to yesterday's missile attack by Iran.
We will defend ourselves, and we will do so with the strength that any sovereign nation is entitled to under international law.
More on efforts at the UN to prevent this conflict from engulfing the whole region. We'll follow that up with a conversation with Richard Haass, President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations, about overall U.S. strategy in the Middle East. It's all coming up on KPR.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are your NPR station. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Topeka. It is 5 o'clock.
Fair Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, and we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also access us via our app. We have an app for iOS, we have an app for Android, wherever you get your apps.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. In our next half hour, we will visit with some voters in the swing state of Wisconsin. We will tell you all about a war of words breaking out in the world of the Parisian arts. We'll also find out more about the people flooding into East Tennessee trying to help out with the flooding recovery. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny. We will hear some music from a brother and sister. A little bit later on, music from a husband and wife. An hour of the classics, followed by an hour of romantics, featuring Mozart and Dvorak. Join us for Evening Classical with Destiny. It gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Examined on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Steve Inske, Bay Martinez, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday, opens October 4th. Information at explorenoto.org.
News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Northern Israel.
On Wall Street, stocks finished modestly higher today. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Task Force 1, the Swiftwater Search and Rescue Team that deployed to Florida on September 24th, is now headed up to North Carolina to assist with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene there. KCTV reports that the Kansas team will conduct searches and rescues in flooded areas, provide basic medical care, and carry people and pets to dry land. Kansas Task Force 1 is made up of personnel from the Office of the State Fire Marshal, the Derby Fire Department, Junction City Fire Department, Manhattan Fire Department, Neosho Memorial Regional Medical Center, the Olathe Fire Department, Sedgwick County Fire District 1, and the Wichita Fire Department. Thousands of postal workers in cities across the region and throughout the country rallied yesterday to plead for better staffing and enhanced training for new hires. Members of the American Postal Workers Union Local 67 in Kansas City held a rally to raise awareness about short staffing within the agency. They say mismanagement has led to staffing shortages in the Kansas City area. In Wichita, postal union members also held a rally. KWCH reports that workers say they are worried that proposed changes made by the Postal Service could lead to the state's only mail processing facility being moved all the way out of state. They believe the USPS is planning to move Kansas mail processing services from Wichita to Kansas City, Missouri. The Postal Service has recently taken a number of steps to get back in better financial standing. It's hoping to save as much as $3 billion annually, and part of that effort would put more emphasis on regional hubs. An uncommon algae bloom dangerous to fish appeared in a Kansas lake for the first time this year. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment typically finds blue-green algae in lakes all across the state. Those blooms caused by fertilizer runoff can be toxic to humans and to animals. But this spring, the department found golden algae in a city park lake in Hutchinson. Golden algae is less harmful to humans, but it can cause mass fish kills. Here's Tom Stiles, the director of the Bureau of Water with the KDHE.
We just hope it's fairly contained just to this lake and hasn't spread to some of the other southern lakes in the state.
Stiles says golden algae is uncommon in Kansas. It's typically more suited to warmer states such as Texas or southern Oklahoma. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Lows in the upper 50s again tomorrow night. Highs in the upper 70s on Friday, but Saturday's going to be quite warm with highs in the lower 90s. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
On a Wednesday from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Tune in for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Closing in on 6 o'clock, at 6:01, we'll have news headlines. Then, election officials in flooded out parts of North Carolina are fielding questions from displaced residents who are not sure exactly how they will be able to vote.
I have requested an absentee ballot, but my mailbox went down the river.
The issue is significant because the vote tally in North Carolina could decide the presidency. The details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer than today. Highs in the upper 80s, but no rain in sight for the next several days.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day, October 12th at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's allthings.org.
Morning Edition from NPR News asks the crucial questions of our time.
Who can make the best cookie, humans or AI?
Unpack the answers with us every weekday.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.